ahead and get started. Call this meeting order. It's a special call to the council meeting, Wednesday, January 24, 2007. Roll call, please.
Aiken. Handy.
Here.
Henlon. Hines.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
All right, thank you. You can see the one agenda item was asking for consideration of purchasing property located on Rock Springs Road at Grand Street. In just a few moments, I'm going to turn it over to police chief and fire chief and let them talk about the committee. I made city council aware at our retreat a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago, I guess, that I had asked these folks to form this in-house committee to start putting a plan together. Actually, that's not saying enough. To take the information that we have already assembled, to put that information together, to come up with a presentation, with a plan, with a recommendation to us about our needs for space, city hall, fire hall, police department. As some of you are aware, the city has, over the last couple of years, been working with the Benfield Richards Company. They're the ones with whom we, that's the company we chose to help us with this. They've been doing a lot of programming work, programming meaning that they have talked to each of our department heads to find out the space requirements, how much square footage, what kind of amenities, what kind of facilities each of our departments would need in order to expand or to relocate. The one site, and please keep in mind, and I've stressed this before, if today works out the way that the agenda item is asking, it may cement our plan. But in the past, what we've done, we've been looking at several options. We've been looking at a couple of relocation options, a couple of different sites. But one of those sites, the one that was put together by the Benfield Richards, one of those designs, one of those plans that was put together by the Benfield Richards Company on this site, a parcel of that, or a part of that site, this is the parcel that makes up that site, has come for sale. So if Chief White would take over there and talk about the work that your committee has done and why you think this is a good move for us, this particular site anyway. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Chief Martin and I, we've met a couple of times to try to get rolling with this project. And while in the process of this, we found that this piece of property was on the market, so something we needed to look into. Because the work that had been done in the past by Benfield Richard, the footprint actually was that piece of property that was being looked at is across the street on Broadway, and it falls within this, the two pieces of property that's now on the market for sale. And after looking up and down Broadway for the last 2.5-3 weeks, I mean, there's not very many areas that would house a new municipal and emergency services building because we need so much room. So after meeting on this, we realized that this is actually a good thing for us, because we're going to be able to get our first foothold on a piece of land to start this process. We went over and looked at it, and Doug Davis with Century 21 had given me the two spec sheets, which you've got there before you. That's the two pieces of paper there that's got the specs of both pieces of property. The total asking price for, I believe, is $178,000, and it's almost 1 acre, and it runs along Rock Springs Road and Grand Street, and backs up the car lot next to the old Chevrolet dealership. And what Chief Martin did, he went to the 911 mapping center and got an aerial photograph just where you can compare that with where the projected city hall would be placed. And the those two lots are actually, I've taken just a green highlighter. It'll be a green square on the main map.
It's a little hard to see, so.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to read, but I wanted you to be able to see that would actually be a quarter of, basically a quarter of the property that we would need to do this project. And of course, with our needs now at the city, we're in desperate need of a new municipal building. We've just outgrown this building, and the fire department, as well as the police department, and our courts, our courtroom facility and our council room is just inadequate. And so this would we feel like that this is an opportunity for us to go ahead and lock into a piece of property that's currently for sale, and it will start the process of moving forward with this project. And you can see if you lay both maps out there, you can see where that would take us, because that's going to be the back side behind the fire department, part of the parking lot, and it would go up to that first tan house at the corner of Rock Springs and where Grand used to be. You can see on the aerial photograph the white top building that's in the going into the lower right hand corner of the photograph. There's a green square that's blocked in with a green highlighter. That would be the whole parcel that would be for sale.
So let me go back and explain kind of how we have gotten to this point. We know that we've done just about all that we can do here at this facility without new construction. I mean, we've moved some people out. We shuffled some offices around. We've got some offices downstairs. Again, we've got one department that's not even, other than the fire department, of course. Fire department is not here, but we've also got the Parks and Rec department, which is not here. We've recently, of course, had to expand the finance office. As many of you remember that. Again, we lost some common space because we had to do that and create some other offices. So without building on to this facility, we've done just about all that we can on this side. But building on to it, of course, is going to take up outside space, which is going to eat into the parking that we already don't have enough of. For instance, on court days, or when we have other events or meetings going on here, I mean, there's just not enough parking here at this site. So, you know, if we add on to this building, that means we're going to be taking up parking, which means we're going to have to buy some surrounding properties to create more parking. So you can kind of see the dilemma with staying here in this particular building. That's when we started looking at relocating. Many of you remember we talked about the possibility of buying the old hosiery mill behind us and, you know, redoing it to make it meet the needs of a city hall. Run into the same kinds of problems. That building was not built as a municipal building, built as a hosiery mill. So you'd run into some of the same problems, although there's adequate space over there, no doubt. The parking is really not all that much better. And again, you're taking a building that was not built for municipal use and trying to convert it. Of course, one option is just building a new building. So we've done quite a bit of work gathering information about building a new building.
What's in this particular building?
Well, we have two options, of course, I think. If we proceed with a new building that is large enough to encompass the police department, and if we proceed with a new fire hall, then this building would go on the market. This one would go up for sale. If if we were to choose not to build, or to build a building that would not be large enough to house the police department, then the police department would probably have to stay here and occupy this. This would have to become the police department. They would, or public safety, I think is what we talked about, and that way it covers a little bit of everything. I've talked to the police chief about that, and I think he and I both agree the best thing is to have everybody under one roof, just because of the interaction that goes on literally on a daily basis, whether it's the interaction with the police department in my office, or the police department in the city administrator's office, or the police department and the codes enforcement office, or the police department in the finance office. I mean, for all those reasons, the chief and I discussed, it's best that everybody stays under one roof. So I guess, Mr. Johnson, what I'm saying is that this building would be put on the market. We'd try to sell this building once we're ready to move into a new one. The Benfield Richter's company did this footprint design for us that shows what the layout would be. And you notice on there that it says Lenore City /LCUB at the time. Utilities was also looking at being a part of that. I don't think that is the case anymore. I think they have, at least at this point, the decision has been the LCB will stay put, will stay in their location. But in addition to this, what the Benfield Richter's company did for us as well, because we paid for these services. I mean, this is, we bid it out or asked for proposals and got the best proposal. We thought what was the best proposal. And so they did this footprint, they did this design. It's based on the size of the building, of course, is based on the square footage that we would need. The size of the fire hall is based on the square footage that the chief says the fire department needs for a downtown fire station. The parking is based on what every department has said that we need for parking. All that stuff is bound in a notebook. We've got a programming book that details all of the stuff. It even details a schedule of, if we start on this date, then we could project to be in the building by such and such date. I know that's a lot of information. But I guess my point to you, to try to absorb all this information and make a decision today, is this committee that's made up of the police chief, the fire chief, and Maggie Hunt out of the finance office, and they've been pulling in some other people as well to help them on that. Your recommendation, I'm assuming, is new facilities, not rehabbing something else, not staying here and buying more property.
Right, just looking at what we could put on this piece of property, even if we purchased houses behind this building, we're still going to have inadequate parking, and this building, there's no way to give us the square footage that would be adequate for more than probably the next 5 or 10 years. And this is a long-term, this is a 30 to 50-year plan to where, the city's going to have an adequate facility for emergency services and city hall and city court and the council meetings for the 30 to 50-year plan, and not the 10-year plan. Because if we rehab this building from everything that we can find, we're just going to, somebody, either us or the future fathers of the city, is going to be faced with this same problem 10 years down the line.
Would the utilities, when we got our fire department out of the utilities, would they really need any space in this after we moved out over there?
No, as I said, their decision is now to stay, not to move to a new location.
Free up space for them.
I don't understand. How are you going to have access to Broadway unless you don't buy the old bus terminal too? I don't follow this map that closely.
The bus, you're talking
the old
about?
Bus terminal over there on the left hand as you go up to this property.
You ultimately would have to buy it.
From the car lot.
I'm saying, yeah,
the
car lot.
Yeah. You're going to have to acquire that piece of property,
right,
too.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, all the way. You're going to have to end up.
But you got to start somewhere. You're going to have to end up to all of that.
Sure, all the way to the post office, which would be a long-term plan to get this property purchased. And buying this first piece is just, that's getting the city a foothold onto this project.
I mean, and why?
As far as buying the first piece now, it would just sit there for 18 years.
Well, hopefully not.
Well, I know, but
Two or three, I would hope.
The problem is this.
I mean, these people might not want to sell.
This just went to the market.
Pardon?
This probably
went to the market.
Well, I know it.
It's on the market. I understand.
We need a decision. I mean, if we don't start, then somebody could come in there and put whatever, and then it makes it that much harder to acquire in the future.
That's why the meeting today, because this, and that's why we're only talking about that piece of property, because it's for sale.
We've got a first right of refusal on this property, so.
If we're seriously looking to do this, which I think, in what is in the best interest of the city and each department, and the ability of our department heads to keep moving forward, this is in the best interest. This is what we need to do. Whether that's on a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan, or a 10-year plan, the reason for bringing it to you today is because that one piece of property is currently for sale. The owners have put it on the market. They put it in the hands of a realtor, and they want to sell. And if we're serious, then as the fire chief just explained, let's get it now, even if that means we do have to sit on it now. But let's pay the price for its value today and not what it's going to be after it sells another time or two, which of course is going to make it more expensive at that point. That's the reason for bringing it to you today. Yeah, I don't think the committee is asking you to make a decision about the entire plan and how to finance the entire project at this point, and to start acquiring all of it. The key is this one's for sale. We know that.
Where are we going to get the money?
Chief?
I talked to Mr. Hurst, and we contacted one of the state with the state bond fund, and we have already applied for a line of credit, which we have, and the way that loan was written up, there is a provision in there for us to purchase land for a future municipal building.
We
have the authorization to do that, and we have a credit with them of more than enough to purchase this property.
We still have an open line of credit through the bond fund.
Correct. We have to put together some funding packages for a much larger facility than we do.
What we have left on this line of credit, which we've used for some other projects, of course, but you know, we just still have some left on that open line of credit, would cover these costs, and it is an eligible expense on that line.
I checked on the resolution, Lori Nelson, she said that would qualify.
Is that old Chevrolet garage, is it become cost? Is it part of this?
It would be, yes.
Well, I mean,
not today, not in today's, not for today's discussion, but yes, it would ultimately have to be.
What I'm saying is, the same man own it, own this property, or?
No, it's different.
No, there's different property owners.
I think there's three property owners total for that.
One owns this, and Wilkerson, and Mr. Wilkerson is on this right here, I guess.
The one that we're looking at, I think, is Mr. Wilkerson,
right.
Owner of the...
It's right here for his house. Well, is there any way, can we improve this then on this property here, where the garage is up there? Can we combine that? In other words, can we buy the whole plot right now?
No.
It's not for sale.
No. We would have to negotiate a purchase from all those owners. If you look at the entire site, there's probably going to be at least 3 or 4 different owners, I would imagine, that we would have to deal with.
I think there's 3, possibly 4, but I think there's 3 that we would have to negotiate with down the road. And like I said, this just came up unexpectedly. We were planning on making a recommendation for the whole plan around March. Right. And this was something that came up, and we felt like that we needed to get it before you all and let you look at this and make a decision. But it's just, I think that it'll end up saving the city in the long run because it is for sale now instead of purchasing it a year from now or after somebody else buys it and builds a new house or whatever they may be doing with the property.
It's for sale. Someone's going to buy it. If this committee makes their recommendation to the city council a month from now, and their recommendation is yes, this is what we need to do, and this city council embraces that recommendation and says, all right, we're gonna come up with a plan to do that over so many years, okay? whenever that time frame is, again, if it's 3 years from now, 5 years from now, I certainly hope we have that window of doing that. But whenever that would come about, you know that you're going to pay more for that property then than you would pay for it today. It's going to change hands. It's for sale. Somebody's going to buy it. And the next time that it's sold, it's going to be sold for more than what it's for sale today. I think that is the point. And then you may say, okay, but what if we buy it today and City Council does not embrace the recommendation, or their recommendation is different? Here we bought this piece of property.
Now this
and we put it on the market for sale.
This $178,000, now that's the price for from the Grand Street where it goes up the side of the garage and then Billy Nelson's house on the back of it. That includes everything below it.
Yeah, on this side of Grand
side.
Street.
Yeah, that includes this house and
storage facilities.
Yeah, and the storage right there. That means all of this up to where Grand Street comes. Yeah. I guess that is Grand Street, isn't it? Yeah. Goes up in the rock frame.
Yes.
Yeah, Grand Street is one over. That'd be Hill Street, and then Grand Street over here. Okay.
Let me show you, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
Where I've marked here in the green. Here's currently Grand Street and Rock Spring. So it would be this section right here that's outlined in green.
Now what about the parking lot here?
This car lot belongs to the old Chevrolet dealership. So there's one property owner that owns this, and then one property owner that owns this. I guess the statement I'd like to make, then I have a question, I guess. As of tomorrow, all these other property owners, the price is just
going outside. That's right.
When we pay the $170,000 for an acre, then this property value is going to escalate big time in the city. I know the house has value. My next question, I guess, that I'd like to ask if you can make an answer, in corresponding with the two streets there, where does the fire hall propose to go? Looks to me like it goes in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it would. You would. Grand Street, according to this plan, Grand Street from Broadway to First Avenue would not exist as it does today.
But it looks like it also moves down toward the creek.
Actually, you would not have. Chief, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think
here's existing. I guess the point.
Fire hall basically affects these two.
I say all that to make a point, I guess, that once that street's moved down and everything we're buying or is presented us to buy on the Wilkerson property is in the 100-year floodplain.
We're not moving Grand Street down. Grand Street from Broadway to First Avenue will go away.
Well, on the map, it actually, our entrance to part of the building is new road.
That's entrance and only for fire trucks. That is how the fire trucks will get in and out of their bays.
Aerial survey. The blue line is actually the floodplain, which you can see in that place.
Oh, that is
the part of the blue line. I thought that was the creek.
Yes, sir. You sure?
Yes, sir.
What's the blue line for?
Because this shows totally
your 100-year floodplain. Oh. This was Benfield Richter, their estimation.
Yeah, it's not to scale, not totally accurate. It's just
This is accurate, but it is. We're buying all floodplains.
We are not.
Saying that
the property is not in the floodplain.
Yeah, Ms. Bogus did check that this afternoon just to make sure that property was in that floodplain.
The way I remember this is the skating rink and Red Kelly's restaurant, Chili stand down there on the creek, was down here in this lower corner. Then they had the skating rink and some lady had a restaurant there. What was her name?
Fine.
Fine. Get out what her name was. She had a restaurant in there. And a skating rink and then Red Kitty.
Like you keep talking about those restaurants, you're going to make yourself hungry. You don't have anything today.
You mean we're not going to eat?
Well, Chief, was you planning on taking part of that car lot too? Part of it or all of it?
All of it. The eventual. The car lot and the big white building there.
Yeah.
Just starting up that strip.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way to characterize what the property would be was everything on the upper side of Town Creek, on the upper bank of Town Creek here, up to Hill Street, okay, from the alley out to Broadway, with the exception of the Wilkerson property. The plan was to take as few residential properties as possible. The original plan that Benfield District put together actually showed the taking of those houses back on First Avenue as well, between Hill Street and Grand Street. And we sent it back to them and said, show us a plan that gives us the same space, but doesn't require that. So what you have in front of you, of course, does not include those homes. The only residential property is the one that's in for your consideration today. But it is everything from Town Creek on up to Hill, and then the alley back up front to Broadway, with the exception of the Wilkerson property, and that would be included.
So you hadn't approached any of these other property owners?
No.
Hadn't got that far.
That's right.
This just hit us. Sort of blindsided.
But you know as well as I do, and Eddie, I think you would agree with this, as soon as you approach those folks and they know that it's the city that's approaching them, there is an assumption there automatically.
Sure.
That
really
if it's the city, you know,
we
can get more for it. And you know, and I don't think it makes a difference if they find out today or if they find out the first day that someone from the city inquires about their property. There's that assumption oftentimes, not with everybody, but there's that assumption. Oh, I can get this much more out of it because the city's paying for it.
That's what I was thinking too. If we buy this property back here, then we're going to have to pay a premium price for the rest of this, because knowing that we own this and knowing what we want to do with the rest of it, then we're going to have to pay a premium, right, for all this other property.
I guess I don't know what you mean, but we're going to have to pay a premium.
Going to have to pay, like you say, we're going to have more top dollar, really. If they know that we've got this property back here and what we intend to do, then you don't think they're going to jack the price up? Sure.
My point is they're going to know that as soon as, I mean, whether they know that today or whether
That's right.
I mean, as soon as they are approached or as soon as they have the knowledge.
That's true.
That, I mean, whether they find out by reading, you know, the newspaper tomorrow or whether they find out 6 months from now, I think what you're saying is their reaction is going to be the same.
Right.
Well, and one thing that we found just by, and of course you know everybody drives up and down Broadway, but you're probably not finished. That's probably one of the only pieces of property that would actually work for us that has that much space where there's not any buildings, because you've got a car lot and then you've got a huge parking lot between the old Chevrolet building and up to Schott Wilson's business right now. So anywhere else on Broadway that would be large enough for us, we would have to either buy residential houses and relocate families, or we would have to buy more commercial buildings, which would even cost more money. So I think that this particular spot is, you know, and I think it would, in the long run, it would end up saving money.
Yeah, I agree.
Who owns the
lot below the old Chevrolet dealership, that between there and the creek?
That piece of property is owned by the same person. I think that they live, I don't think that they live in Loudoun County, but they own the Chevrolet building. And
they're
on the river, yes. That's
right. The street.
Chief, it looks like the fire department building, if this drawing's pretty close, would actually sit directly in front of this parcel of property. And I'm only saying that because they see.
Yeah, this right here is Grand Street. This is Grand Street, so it would be sitting, the fire department building would be just to the left of where Grand Street is now, and then the actual fire truck base would be in the middle, probably about in the middle of where that car lot is now.
So it would be to the left, so that would incur that Chevrolet building before the fire hall could be built.
No, it'd be to the right of Grand Street.
The right, okay.
Yeah, like this is Grand Street, because this is the Nelson residence right here, so Grand Street currently runs right here. So the fire department could, and, well, just let's just say hypothetically that we did purchase this piece of property and the car lot to start with, you could actually go ahead and build the fire department as the first phase. And not even, if you couldn't acquire any other property, that would give the city the option, which I know we are in desperate need of a new fire department, that you could go ahead and do that as the first phase of this project.
That was my point. I think it's a good point. Well, thank you.
Yeah, me too.
You know, that we could do that prior to. Right. And I know this drawing's not correct, but I'm looking at six homes.
It's hard to.
That's back here on the aerial photo, and there's six homes here, and there's six parcels here. So
yeah, just
that still brings it
right. Yeah, just to the right of the green line would be where the actual fire offices would be.
Howdy. Sure, Dr. Pepper. Oh, my goodness.
We need to get the whole shebang while we're at it, because if we just take part of this, then that won't be sufficient for our plans. If we stop on this side of the garage, we won't have enough property to do this.
Oh,
and we'll have to have a garage.
The only reason we're talking about one particular property today is not because that one piece of property is adequate to do what we need. It's the fact that one has been put on the market. Police chief and I talked about it and quickly realized, look, if we don't get it now, it's going to sell to someone. It's going to change hands. And we have to go and buy it. You know, that's just going to lead to, you know, to higher costs, and it's going to lead to, right now we know the buyer, the seller, is willing. They want him to sell the property. We don't know if that would be the case with the next person, the next owner.
Mayor, the presumption is, I guess there's a presumption here, is you want to remain an anchor in the downtown area.
Oh,
I mean,
I think the council decided that.
I think that, had no that was a
that's
given.
Right.
I presume
fire.
That was that was
fire.
The premise.
Yeah. But with Station
right.
One, it's,
yes.
It's got to be.
And meeting the fire needs throughout for Station One.
Who owns that car lot?
I think they're researching it.
I have looked into that, and I did not know the person that owns it.
And we're agreeing.
They're out of area.
Does he own the garage and all the way down to the creek?
Yes.
Yes.
One man on that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to contact him, too.
Mm-hmm. He owns the old Chevrolet garage, too?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
And that's good property. Then you got Billy Nelson's out behind the garage out there. He's got on First Avenue.
Yeah, but it's not in this. His property's not included in what we would need. None of those houses back there on First Avenue behind the old Chevrolet building at the Hill Street are not needed for this project.
So it's the property we're shot is, and plus the old building next to it there.
Goodyear place usually be in then?
Klein Hancock purchased that property and just recently sold it this past summer to an Hispanic gentleman from California.
Does he own the big house too behind it?
I don't think so.
That's it. I think we have to buy it too. I mean,
yeah, I think that's the third. I think Schott's building
from the alley.
The White House is owned by one owner, and then this gentleman that just purchased the old where the karate studio is and the old ABC Pond or Firestone store was purchased by this gentleman from California. And he
owns those two plus where Schott is.
No. It's two different owners.
Okay.
It doesn't CA own that. City Wilson on.
I think that may be right. With Mr. Wilson from Lehigh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding from the, the realty company that has this, that there will be other offers if we don't proceed with making an offer that is acceptable to the owners. There will be other offers, and probably very quick.
That is correct. Actually, tomorrow. I think
Dan can attest. I've spoke with three different people that are interested in the property.
Right. Why have they come to your office?
For zoning. Is it zoned residential? You split the lots.
Yeah.
So now you have a commercial use on one of them, which really isn't allowed in the residential district, because
so that they're willing to take that one commercial piece and zone it back to residential.
Well, it's zoned residential. See, basically what's happened is the house was using it as an accessory structure, but when they split the lots, you've got an accessory structure sitting on a lot by itself.
Okay. So they're coming to you inquiring about doing what?
Wanting to know about rezoning for commercial.
Taking the whole thing and making it commercial.
To add more structures, I believe.
Because the front side there, of course,
more storage structures.
More storage facilities is what I think that the one individual is looking at.
If they control that one house on the corner, I can probably make a legitimate case for a commercial, because the front side would be commercial. But it's hard to put it between two residents.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Well, but it's
be a good candidate.
Great likely.
Yeah. It hurt the integrity of the neighborhood on the other side.
Yeah.
Mayor, do you have any proposals on what we can do, how we can secure the property and still move forward and begin working on these other parcels?
Well, I think we...
Without actually outright buying this, without even discussing with the other parcels. Do you have any kind of recommendation or...
Well, I guess I'm not sure why we would not want to go ahead and proceed with this.
Well, we may. I just want to know if you have any proposals on what you'd like to, how you would like to proceed.
But my proposal is to go ahead and secure this one, if possible, if at all possible. I'm saying buy.
Outright purchase.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And then allow this committee to continue to do their work and bring together a plan, a recommendation to us, to council. Because they're not just working on, well, this is where we think we need to be. They're looking at funding options, scenarios to budget this, sources, whether it's bond fund or whether it's a low interest loan from RDA.
Search grants today.
I mean,
come up blank.
You got CDBG. That CDBG does, and the debt does qualify for CDBG. So they're putting together all that stuff. I say we buy this one. Let them do their work, and then if the recommendation changes, it looks like, we're going to have to resort to something else, then we put it on one and sell. But until they get their work done, my recommendation is to buy this one, let them bring their recommendation back, then we start to put together a plan to acquire the rest. And plan that out, work it into our budget. How can we pay for it? In the first couple of years, do we just need to do acquisition? In the next year, can we do some demolition and site prep? And we're going to have to put it into a schedule from acquisition to move in, if that's what we're planning to do. But I don't think, my recommendation is let them continue to do their work get all those pieces put together so that we have that information to work with at that point. Then start the steps of trying to acquire the others.
Chief, are there grants available to build?
They're hard to find, and almost non-existent anymore. But I may get lucky in some of the research, so you never know.
But we have in the past.
Oh, there have been in the past, yeah.
Unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is shrines are almost a victory of success.
But we find
more urbanized and more affluent is the less likely to
fall lower and lower
exactly.
On the quality list.
Yeah. That's ironic, but in a sense, but it's the nature of that.
If we buy this, we go ahead and buy this, then we're going to have to sit on it before we can do any building or anything at all until we get the rest of it, right?
Well, but how long we sit on it is entirely up to council. Council can say, hey, this is a good move. This committee may come back and say, yep, this is what we need to do. Let's move on it. And we start within months. How long we sit on it is really up to you, it's up to council.
Well, what we need to do is find out, I think it's up to revenue, you know, it's just how the revenue stream is going to continue.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's going to continue, yes. You know, then we're
okay. It has to be worked into a plan, it has to be worked into our budget. But as you know, any serving on that budget committee, we've been preparing ourselves. We've been working the last 5 years to put ourselves in a position to do this. To be able to do this, and that's what you know. That's all the work that we've done with increasing the fund balance and you know trying to cut those costs and managing our non-discretionary and discretionary. I mean, that's why we've been doing all that so diligently the last 5 years, is to put ourselves in the position to say, yeah, we can do this in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever that may be.
How much money in growth revenue are we expecting in the next few years, or you know, I guess the next 5 years, if we're going to start acquiring the properties? And you know, we have to have that projected. I know we project good moves, but
yeah.
And I hate to ride a good horse to bed, but you know, we can't give the money away and continue to grow and grow our fund balance. And you know, we cannot do that. And I have trouble, you know, with the new development that's coming into town also. Are we going to be asked or persuaded to also give that growth away? If we do, you know, we can't build City Hall if we're going to give it away.
We've already been asked to consider it. That's right. It does not obligate. Which kind of gets us off the hook on that particular one. If is the way we want to go with that, so I have that request in hand. The attorney's supposed to be working on that.
I would love to move forward with it, but the way I think we should do it is to take a 30-day option or something on the property. Without closing on it now and start working on this, especially the properties in front of us.
Yeah, I think that's fine as long as we can tie it up and not run the risk of someone else buying it. I'm perfectly fine with that, but you know, that's what needs to be decided today is do we want to tie this property up so that others, you know, cannot make an offer on it that would be accepted over ours. Now, I don't know what tools we have. I don't know what means we have to do that. But I'm fine with that. I think that's a great idea.
If you're going through the real estate, all you have to do is make, you know, if you're going to go this or if you make your offer, and that also way, you know, you've got an option to purchase and you've got so many days to close on the property. Right. You know, if you don't, you lose this 10% or 3% or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And that would give, you know, March 15th, what we talked about. I don't know,
well, you know. Do 60 days. You know, need that much time.
I know, Chief, you said that definitely by March 15th and probably before, but I don't know how much, I don't know how sooner than March 15th you were planning or thought you could be prepared.
I think we can definitely have the recommendation by March the 15th.
So then we need to do 60 days.
basically. Yeah. 30 days is not enough.
I agree with you, Eddie. I think that's a right.
That'd be, because I think we need to at least begin contact with the person in front, at least.
Well, yeah, in theory, if you've got this property owner, this property, you actually got phase one, you can stop exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
But we're looking at the whole picture.
I understand.
I think we have to look at the whole picture.
So what are our options then to do what's been stated to put us in the driver's seat for 60 days on this property?
Well, I think we'd have to do a real estate contract and put that in the contract, whatever the contingencies are that we're talking about here, you know, contingent upon securing the other properties needed for this project, and or I think our attorney can.
You can put whatever contingency you want in it. I think the 60 days is what you want to get to, right? I mean, to make the final decision.
We need to get March 15th.
Yeah. So the bottom line is we're giving that committee the right to make an offer and put enough contingencies in it where if the city feels like it's not the project for them, they can back out. So wherever those contingencies are. It may strictly just be based on funding, but you know, the city can get funding. I think the problem would be just the Palacium City Council, if that's the project they want to move forward with. And that's really driven by you all, you know, what contingencies the council wants to see.
Well, I'll make a motion, and I'm going to do 5%, I guess. Okay. You know, that we approve the contract on the property, and I think we're going to have to pay asking price for it if we're going to get 60 days at least, and pay asking price for 60 days, closer than 60 days.
5%
earnest money.
I'd second Eddie's motion. I think we need 60 days to
we still have an option.
Yeah,
that's 60 days.
To go either way.
Yeah. Motion calls for 60 days.
We stand to lose that 5%.
I understand. Yeah, but we still have an option.
What if the realtor or the owner doesn't agree to this?
This is in a...
Then he wouldn't sign the contract.
Yeah, to meet point.
I mean, yeah, if we when we submit our proposal to him by contract, our signature will be on there, and then he'll have the option to sign it or not.
Agree or disagree.
Let's keep the meeting here. Okay. Keep the meeting on the table with the council. The council has to vote on it.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so we got a motion and a second then for a 60-day option. 5% down on earnest money for a sales contract on the property. That way everybody understands the motion. Okay. Any other discussion? Any questions? Roll call, please.
Hamby.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Chief, your point man, I guess, Richard, on this to move forward. All right, there was a special call meeting, so one item on the agenda is all we can deliberate on. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Okay. Here a second. A motion and a second to adjourn. Roll call.